Si vis pacem, parabellum translates to, if you want peace, be prepared for war. Quiet as it's kept, peace is one of the highest privileges you can experience, and you must be willing to do whatever is necessary to maintain it. Yourself. I'm your host Noni, and let's dive right into it, baby. I'm protecting my peace. How often do we hear this nowadays? It's such a trending phrase and a trending topic, and it should be. Peace should be at the top of everyone's list, really. You know, I said in the beginning that it's one of the highest privileges you can experience, and I use the word privilege because it's very apparent from looking around the world that a lot of people don't experience it. And a lot of people are in predicaments that in a lot of ways block or severely hinder the opportunities to experience and cultivate peace. You know, we live in a world where war is prevalent and really has not stopped for centuries now. Right? So yeah, it should be a trending topic. But what is peace? What is peace? Peace is one of my primary pillars of life, is what I call them, my primary pillars of life. It's one of the key things that I ensure is a priority each and every single day for me. Because without peace, without feeling grounded and present in my mind, my body, and my spirit, without that, it is incredibly difficult for me to function. And it's incredibly difficult for a lot of people to function. It's just that a lot of people don't realize that peace is an option, right? Maybe because they didn't have it as... They didn't have a blueprint for it. Maybe they didn't have a model for it. Maybe they don't know what it feels like. But as we all know, you don't have to have had something as a model in order to experience it. We are powerful beings. We can make anything happen. We can create or destroy our worlds, right? With focus and with will, power, and surrender. Peace on the vibrational scale. And if you don't know what a vibrational scale is, it's a vibrational scale of consciousness. And they vary, you know, across the board. But peace is one of the highest frequencies of consciousness that one can experience, right? According to this vibrational scale, which is something that I use on a daily basis. I have it printed out. I have it in my car. I have it, you know, in my notebooks, right? To understand where I'm at energetically throughout the day. And shout out to my teacher, Zena Star Mahadevi, because without her, this may not have been as apparent or as forthright as it is in my life. And so peace is one of the highest levels of consciousness we can experience. That is a very big deal. That's a very big deal considering the world that we live in and considering that peace is not at the forefront of people's minds and their actions and their thoughts, because if it was, the world would look a lot different, you know? And so in order for us to protect such a high level of consciousness and experience, we first have to get really, really clear also on what peace is not, right? Because if we know that we're living in a world where peace is not the dominant vibration, then what is the dominant vibration? Because whatever that is, it's what peace is not. So what peace is not is it's not avoidance, right? It's not skirting accountability. It's not ignoring issues and a reality or a shared reality that you created. A lot of people say, I'm protecting my peace. And what they really mean is they're avoiding tough conversations. A lot of people will say, I'm protecting my peace. And what they really mean is they're ignoring responsibilities that they signed up for. People will say, I'm protecting my peace. But a lot of times, it's them simply shutting down and continuing to enable toxic habits and creature comforts that keep them stunted energetically. And I know this firsthand because I used to swear I was a protecting your peace kind of girl, you know? And what that is bypassing, right? When people say that they're protecting their peace or they're all positive everything and they're not doing that from a space of nuance and a space of understanding all levels of the spectrum, right? Light and dark. I just talked about the vibrational scale. Yes, at the top there's peace. Yes, at the bottom there's anger and fear and all of that, but there is a scale. And so when you claim that you're protecting your peace, but your actions are showing that you're simply avoiding the things that make you feel uncomfortable, you are directly delaying and denying your peace when you do that. And it feels like peace, right? Or you claim that it is peace because you have either cut off everybody or cut yourself off from whatever it is that you're refusing to address. And deep down, you know that's not peaceful, right? Deep down, you know that doesn't really feel good. But, you know, it is a response that many people who have experienced survival mode go into. But I'm here to offer up the perspective that not only is it in direct conflict to what true peace is, you know, it's also an opportunity to harness the power that you have to change your life. It's where we are uncomfortable. It's where we feel disrupted sometimes, where the magic happens, where the alchemy happens, where the growth happens. In fact, that's one of the only places, right? A lot of people got to learn the hard way. And I'm talking from a dominant scale perspective, right? Like, a lot of transformation happens in the adversity. It happens in the moments where peace, while maybe not fully absent, isn't fully present either. You know, it happens in the moments where we're desiring that peace because whatever is happening is so uncomfortable. But in order to cultivate and maintain peace, we have to be willing to go to war. And sometimes that means going to war with ourselves. Sometimes it means going to war with the parts of ourself that keep toxic people in our life, that keep engaging in negative behaviors and habits that are destroying our minds and our bodies. Remember, you're not going to get to peace by ignoring the things that make you uncomfortable. They're just going to fester, right? Like dust under a rug. If you truly want peace in life, you're going to have to be prepared to do what is necessary to maintain it. And that first and foremost starts with yourself. It starts with the ways in which you lie to yourself about the things, the people, the places in your life that you've outgrown. It starts with being honest about how you feel in any given moment, no matter how different the previous moments were. You know, as an example, maybe you have a friend that you've known for many, 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 many years. But recently, you can just feel it, you know, deep in your spirit. I don't think that this is aligned anymore. Maybe your paths have just shifted too far from each other, and you know that they're just not going to remain aligned for now. But if you continue to engage as though everything is okay, you're disrupting your inner peace now, because you're not living authentically. You're not living truthfully. You're not getting whatever it is off of your chest. You're not having the conversations. You see, peace does not mean an absence of adversity or unpreferential circumstances. Peace is a choice. Peace means that you choose to remain grounded, that you choose to remain still within, that you choose to prioritize that grounding and that stillness, no matter what is around you, so that you can respond in an appropriate way. And sometimes, when you want peace, you're gonna have to go to war. Sometimes the response that is necessitated is reflective of your willingness to maintain that peace at all costs. Now, I know that sounds very heavy, right? Because, you know, the word war is very triggering to people, right? But what has war ever really been about? It's really just about dominance, dominating, you know? And unfortunately, the primary model for it, you know, in our collective history is one of violence. It's one of suffering. It's one of pain. But war, right? When I speak about maintaining your peace, you're going to have to go to war. What I'm speaking about is protection. You're going to have to protect your peace at all costs. Just a reframe. And no, this does not mean you is going out here and being violent and causing violence and causing pain. No. This is about protection of a high vibrational state. And in order to protect your peace, once you really understand what that really means for yourself, you're going to have to be willing to go to war. And sometimes, in fact, all the time, that means you're going to have to be willing to go to war for that peace. It sounds like an oxymoron. In other words, you're going to have to be willing to protect that peace. And sometimes that looks like having to give up the things that are stunting you, having to give up the people that you have outgrown, having to release the places that have nothing to offer to you anymore, that you no longer can be in service within anymore, because you have simply reached the end of your journey in that place. Sometimes peace looks like letting go, and that can be very difficult, because loss can be a very heavy emotional state. Our bodies respond to loss in a variety of ways. And it's not some airy-fairy experience. It's grief is real. So this is not to negate that experience. It's not to negate the anxiety that one can feel when one has to make decisions that protect their peace, but that may disappoint others. But that is what it means to go to war for yourself. Are you willing to say, no, thank you, I don't want that drink. I don't drink anymore. No, thank you, I don't want to smoke. I don't do that anymore. No, thank you, I'm not interested in gossiping. I'm not interested in that black magic. No, thank you. No, thank you, I don't want the breadcrumbs that you're giving me, in contrast to the waves of love that I pour into you. I'm sorry, this isn't gonna work. That can be very tense, especially if you're not used to saying no, especially if you're not used to prioritizing your peace, if you're not used to prioritizing your well-being. It can feel very tense. It can feel very uncomfortable. But this is the price that you have to pay if you want to experience true peace. Can you, when confronted with discomfort, when confronted with unpreferable experiences, can you sit still and know? Can you be still and trust yourself? Can you, in the face of war, whatever that looks like, can you surrender to what is actually true for you and make the choices that are going to continue to protect your highest vibrational state of peace and presence? Are you willing to do everything it takes to maintain peace of your mind, your body, and your spirit? Are you willing to sacrifice your ego and your creature comforts, your bad habits, dead weight, in order to experience and maintain true bliss day in and day out? Are you prepared to go to war in order to maintain true inner peace? I know I am. And I don't play every day. I don't play by my peace every day. And what I can tell you is that I know it may be clunky and uncomfortable in the beginning, but I'm telling you, the rewards are beyond anything that you can imagine when you prioritize the well-being and the peace of your mind, your body, and your spirit. All right, y'all. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to me, but most importantly, for tuning in to yourself. This is Nebula Alchemy. I'm your host, Nebula.